Good day. This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, January 23rd, 2014. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, while there won't be a red carpet, Eureka Springs will recognize achievement in independent film this weekend.
Plus, an exhibit allowing patrons to get hands-on with some of the first pages and books ever printed.
Plus, Becca Martin Brown talks haggis. But first, in advance of elections this year, a new poll out yesterday looks at the most important issues for Arkansas voters. The survey was conducted by Talk Business Arkansas and Hendricks College. Roby Brock has details.
More than 5 years after the start of the recession, still the most important issue facing Arkansans today by a large margin is the economy and jobs. So you still see folks kind of feeling the repercussions of this from our latest Talk Business Hendricks College survey. We found that 55% identified the economy and jobs as their most important issue. A second, distant second, was healthcare at 16%, education at 14%. So you can see the distance between that one top issue versus what might be most relevant to someone else beyond that.
He says the economy being in the forefront of voters' minds at the beginning of an election year puts considerable pressure on candidates running for office.
Particularly the candidates for governor, to lay out a very clear vision of how they will improve the economy, how they will create more jobs. I think you will see the top candidates on the Republican side in Asa Hutchinson and the top Democrat, only announced candidate at this point in time, Mike Ross, really talk about the jobs and the economy because of what we see in these polling numbers.
The poll of 520 likely voters also asked respondents if they felt that Arkansas is headed in the right direction. Nearly half, 48%, said the state is heading in the right direction, while 36% said it is moving in the wrong direction, and 16% said they didn't know. Additional polling data will be released today.
Officials with the Arkansas and Missouri Railroad are still trying to determine the cause of a failed bridge raising mechanism nearly 3 days after a pair of cables malfunctioned and left one end of the bridge raised. Ron Sparks is the chief of the railroad's police force, and he is managing the repair efforts at the Arkansas River Bridge near Van Buren.
Of course, this bridge was built in 1969, and those cables have been there since then. But they are maintenance and lubricated and things of that nature on an annual basis at least. And then they are inspected, and we inspect the bridge monthly. But we don't know yet what caused the cables to break. Our engineers and specialists are still trying to determine that. The status today is we have manpower and parts and equipment and heavy equipment here. We have more equipment coming to be in the water as far as barges and cranes to help us get this bridge up, so that we can resume river traffic, of course, is a big issue, and then the train traffic as well.
He says a bridge malfunction like this is unusual for the railroad.
Well, I've been here 16 years, and this has never happened since I've been here, and I don't know if it happened any time since we've owned this bridge, nothing to this degree, which we've had it for going on 28 years. So we haven't experienced anything like this. You know, occasionally things will go wrong with it, but it's usually an electronical problem or something we can fix fairly quickly. Nothing that stops river traffic or rail traffic, because the bridge can be mainly ran from a motor that's on top of the bridge, even if the electronics go out. So we have ways to operate it. This is the first time we've had this kind of an issue that I know of.
Spark says the goal for today is to get the bridge fully lowered and locked so all of the old cables across the bridge can be removed and replaced. Once the bridge is lowered, Spark says limited rail and river traffic can resume. Although dealing with a bridge malfunction of this magnitude is new to the railroad, Sparks estimated it would take about a week for the necessary repair work to be completed, provided no other problems are encountered in that process.
Cargill Meat Solutions has agreed to pay $2.2 million as part of a settlement of hiring discrimination allegations. The U.S. Department of Labor's Office of Federal Contract Compliance Programs made the allegations, which pertain to three of the meat processors' plants, including the turkey slaughter and processing facility in Springdale. According to the CityWire, Cargill will pay into a settlement fund, even though Cargill officials deny any claims that the company discriminated against any applicants, claiming that the federal auditing body unfairly uses a quota system in applying the law.
After failing to meet employment expectations tied to receiving state economic incentive money, Hewlett-Packard is scheduled to refund $459,000 to the state of Arkansas. According to Talk Business Arkansas, HP received roughly $10 million in incentives from the governor's Quick Action Closing Fund as part of an agreement to create 1,000 jobs within 5 years at the company's tech support facility in Conway. However, last year, HP laid off about 500 workers before announcing it would hire 200 other workers with different skill sets. Because of the net employment decline, officials with the Arkansas Economic Development Commission say HP failed to meet all of the requirements of the incentives deal, and HP is required to make reparations to the state. The HP facility currently employs between 700 and 900 people.
21C Museum Hotel in Bentonville continues to garner awards. Yesterday, TripAdvisor, a travel planning and review website, ranked 21C the sixth best hotel in the nation in the site's 2014 Traveler's Choice Top 25 Hotels ranking. Of the top 10 hotels on the list, three are in Oregon, two are in California, and one each in New York, Colorado, Hawaii, and South Carolina.
The dry and windy weather continues across Arkansas. At least 28 counties in the state are now under burn bans, including Benton, Carroll, Boone, Washington, Franklin, Johnson, and Logan counties. Additionally, the National Weather Service in Tulsa has issued a fire weather watch for tomorrow for Benton, Carroll, Washington, and Madison counties. According to the alert, strong winds will develop tomorrow with gusts up to 30 miles per hour during the afternoon, and a dry air mass will remain in place with relative humidities falling to as low as 20%.
And the forecast calls for mostly clear skies tonight with overnight lows from 4 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 10 degrees and wind chill values as low as 4 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, sunny with highs from 35 and wind chills as low as negative 6 in northwest Arkansas. Mostly clear tomorrow night with overnight lows from 29 in northwest Arkansas to 24 in the Arkansas River Valley.